Recorded Books presents The Ghost Rifle by Max McCoy, narrated by James Babson. For Kim. Great things are done when men and mountains meet. This is not done by jostling in the street. William Blake. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 18 through 19. Part 1. The Town. 1. Bloody Island. Jacques Aguirre was hungry. He was always hungry, even when he had just eaten. And if he wasn't hungry for food, he wanted whiskey, or the thrill of laying money on the turn of a card, and always the attention of women beyond his station. There were other hungers that ebbed or rose according to his spirit, a fascination with clever objects, a thirst for respect, the yearning for freedom. But his essential condition was ravenous. Even now, as he stood with a heavy dueling pistol in his right hand, muzzled to the stars and the flint ratcheted back, he could not untangle his whiskey-soaked mind from his hunger. His thoughts wheeled back around to food and the shortbread pies filled with sweet blackberry jam that he had eaten as a child at the sturdy oak table in his grandfather's great stone house across the ocean. Ready? Aristide Ripaille called.
Always, Jacques said, drunkenly overconfident.
Then point your piece at the ground,
Aristide chided.
Ha!
Jacques said. He lowered the pistol and gave his friend a sly grin. Aristide was standing 20 paces to the side, his arms folded in Gallic disgust, his stylish boots planted wide in the sand and mud on the banks of this narrow island in the middle of the Mississippi. Even standing in muck, he had the air of a patrician, and his face with its fine features seemed always to be privy to some hidden joke. It was not yet spring, but no longer winter. On this first Thursday of March, 1822, the island was cold and the willows rippled in the midnight breeze. Beyond the willows and other scrub trees, at the river's edge, the water swirled past, driven by spring rains. The moon was climbing the southern sky, nearing full, blocking out the nearby stars, rendering the island and the river beyond in a muted and surreal palette. The moon reminded Jacques of an unblinking cat's eye, seeing all but moved by nothing. The thought, and the whiskey in his gut, made him laugh.
Will you be still? Aristide scolded.
Aristide turned his head to look at his uncle. The moonlight gleamed and rippled on the slick beaver felt of his high hat. The hat had cost an ounce of gold, weeks of labor for the average tradesman, and was fitting for an individual of Aristide Rapaille's position, son of one of the wealthiest families in St. Louis, friend of former territorial governor William Clark, and owner of the most expensive, if not the best, gun shop in the city. It was at the shop, on Chestnut Street, just around the corner from the St. Louis County District Court and Jail, where his friend Jacques spent 12 hours of every day. The difference in stations between them was a scandal for the Ripaille family, for Jacques was not just an employee, but an indentured servant.
Are you ready, Tonton?
The uncle, Guy Ripaille, was holding the pistol at an awkward angle in order to examine the lock in the moonlight. Rotund and bespectacled, with an expensive hat that rose even higher than Aristide's, the uncle was having second thoughts about having challenged a man less than half his age and far below his class to settle a matter of honor. Unlike the Ripailles,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?